Over the past few weeks, we've been hearing a series of parables in Matthew's Gospel describing what the kingdom of heaven is like. But the parables we hear today take a different direction. Jesus teaches us what his kingdom is like in itself and what it means for us personally. Our three parables this morning compare the joy of finding the kingdom of heaven with the excitement people in Jesus' world experienced on finding natural resources like gold in a field, human inventions like pearls set and retailed by merchants, or spiritual goods like the good fish sorted from the bad ones by the angels. In a more modern manner of speaking, Jesus might have compared finding his kingdom with discovering oil or gas in a field, designing a new phone app, or chancing upon a winning lotto ticket. But there is more to these stories than just the luck of striking it rich. For one thing, whatever part luck, or better, God's grace plays in our stumbling upon what we treasure in life, there is some human effort, some discernment, or a choice involved in all three of Jesus' stories. Seeking the gold nugget, the pearl of great price, the good fish, takes not just open eyes and an appreciative heart, but also time. The people in the parable search, perhaps for years, until they find their wealth. And it has been said that for some, faith, wisdom, and vocation only come after a long, deliberate, often difficult search, as for the man searching for gold, while for others, faith or vocation seemed to strike suddenly, even when least expected, as for the man who hauls in fish of all kind. But whether grace is sudden or more gradual in its operation, we must play our part, having our metal detector switched on, our net in the water, our eyes open for pearls. God's kingdom is about the search, the quest for something more precious, more valuable, more meaningful, more life-changing that we can fathom. So what are we searching for? Jesus reminds us today about the Christian search for meaning, opening our hearts and minds to God's will in our lives. And it all begins with our relationship with Jesus. Hold in your hearts, friends, that this relationship is not just worth more than anything else we treasure. It is also more beautiful, more wonderful, more magnificent than anything we have ever known. When we decide to follow Jesus, to obey his teachings, and make his friendship our highest priority, we put ourselves under his protection and his guidance. And as soon as we do that, our lives begin to take on a whole new purpose. Suddenly, our relationships, actions, and decisions take on transcendent meaning. They are connected to eternal life. Suddenly, we begin to free ourselves from the stress that comes from living only for the passing, superficial pleasures and successes of this life, because we have found something infinitely more valuable, a personal relationship with Jesus. And in the parable of the fishing net, Jesus shares with us why our friendship with him is so valuable. If we are found at the end, living a vital and personal relationship with Jesus, we have the hope that we enter into his glory, the joy of everlasting life. Friends, our relationship with Jesus is our treasure and pearl. It alone can give us the joy and satisfaction we yearn for in the depths of our hearts. And in a sense, each one of us has already found the treasure of friendship with Jesus and the benefit it brings. the joy of his forgiveness in the sacrament of confession, the assurance that he's taken care of loved ones who have passed, the consolation of knowing that he is near. But our Lord has much more he wants to give us, more he wants to show us, more he wants to teach us. Getting to know Jesus and experience his grace is a lifetime adventure. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we can let go of? What are those things that we can do to deepen our relationship with Jesus?